Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, 12 Years.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered round him. They stayed by the lakeside. One of the synagogue officials came up, Jairus by name, and seeing him fell at his feet and pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is desperately sick. Do come and lay your hands on her to make her better and save her life." Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him. They were pressing all round him. Now there was a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years. After long and painful treatment under various doctors, she spent all she had without being any the better for it. In fact, she was getting worse. She'd heard about Jesus and she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his cloak. "I can touch even his clothes," she had told herself, "I shall be well again." The source of the bleeding dried up instantly. She felt in herself that she was cured of her complaint. Reading the way that power had gone out from him, Jesus turned round in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" The disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing round you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" He continued to look all round to see who had done it. And the woman came forward, frightened and trembling, because she knew what happened to her. She fell at his feet and told him the whole truth. "My daughter," he said, "your faith has restored you to health. Go in peace and be free from your complaint." While he was still speaking, some people arrived from the house of the synagogue official to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why put the master to any further trouble?" But Jesus overheard this remark of theirs, and he said to the official, "Do not be afraid, only have faith." He allowed no one to go with him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. So they came to the official's house, and Jesus noticed all the commotion with people weeping and wailing unrestrainedly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and crying? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. He turned them all out, and taking with him the child's father and mother and his own companions, went into the place where the child lay. Taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I tell you to get up." The little girl got up at once and began to walk about, for she was 12 years old. This was overcome with astonishment. He ordered them strictly to let no one know about it, and told them to give her something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel of Mark is a short gospel, and yet this is a long passage. It's very tempting to try to summarise it, to cut it down, but really that would miss the most important point. There are two stories about two people, and the two stories are about how our lives interconnect, touch each other, through Christ, through Jesus. We are part of each other in many ways, but we don't see what we are. We don't see how our life parallels, walks in similar lines down the roads of life. The people who we do not know in this life and may never know are actually very close to us in God's purpose, in Christ's love. The woman who is cured suffers from an embarrassing ailment, an ailment which makes her impure in the eyes of the law, the Israeli law, the law of Israel. It is 12 years she suffers, and every moment of those 12 years is a moment of the life of the child born from the moment her illness began. That's the big point, the big meaning of this dual miracle story. It is the miracle of life being connected. Human beings don't feel very connected, even those closest to us. Well, we can't be with them all the time. We have to have some time apart. We go different places, live in different places. We can think of each other, we can pray for each other. But we don't know how connected we are except through Christ. And at the end of time, the end of our lives, the end of human history, we'll see how the lives of human beings have been blended in a wonderful manner. We don't know how we're connected, but we can believe and hope in that connection, the parallel lines of different lives. Every day of the woman's suffering is a day of the child's life. When the child dies, and that's a great grief that seems to take away all the joy of the child's life. Except Christ raises her. She's sleeping, he says, which does not mean she hasn't died. It means that she is to be brought back to life. Death is a sort of sleep in our times. And healing the girl, healing this young girl, is also telling us something that the woman herself does not understand. That her suffering was not for nothing. It was a purpose. All through our life, every one of us lives on earth with so many other people on the earth together. We could not possibly understand the connections, the parallels, the interconnection. We could not understand how one person's suffering is another person's freedom from suffering. We could never know what our lives are for. But we believe and we hope and we trust. And in the crowd, in the great press of people, each one of us can reach out and touch Jesus. To touch Jesus is to touch all of humanity.